Okay, so
Let's dive into something I think we all think about, but
don't always talk about,
right?
how we think.
Yeah.
You've shared the Praxis Novum critical thinking self-assessment,
It's got my brain buzzing. This isn't just another personality quiz.
this is about practical steps to level up your thinking game. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, it's not about labeling ourselves as good or bad thinkers, but really understanding the how and the why behind our thought processes.
And that's where Praxis Novum, I think, shines us. It gives us that framework and those actionable steps for improvement.
One thing that jumped out at me.
Praxis Novum, they don't mess around with vague ideas.
They hit you with a 1 to 5 rating scale for different critical thinking skills.
Right.
So you're not just asking, am I a critical thinker?
It's more like,
how often do I challenge my own assumptions?
Exactly.
So really digging
Yeah,
deep.
it's about that honest self-reflection. And so a one means you're like rarely using a skill, whereas a five means you're basically a rock star in that area.
You're consistently applying it, and so it's about identifying where we are on that spectrum and, more importantly, how we can move up.
Right.
It's about growth.
And,
One of the questions that really made me stop and think was, how good am I at staying calm when I'm,
like drowning in information.
oh yeah.
That's a real struggle these days. It's like, how do you even begin to sort through it all?
Yeah, that's the essence of critical thinking in today's world, isn't it? We're bombarded with information from every direction, so it's learning to cut through the noise.
And focus on what truly matters.
And speaking of sorting through information, Praxis Novum breaks down.
Critical thinking proficiency into these different levels, from emerging to exceptional, I have to say.
Well, they love that they acknowledge even exceptional thinkers have room to grow.
Absolutely.
We can all get better at this, right?
Absolutely. And what I find particularly helpful is how Praxis Novum will give concrete examples for each level. For example, exceptional thinkers are great at considering long-term consequences, especially when working on a team.
It's not just about finding a quick solution, but really understanding the lasting impact of decisions. That's something I need to work on. Sometimes I get so caught up in finding a solution that I don't always think about the long game.
It's like, get it done, move on.
Right.
But this self-assessment is making me rethink that whole
It
approach.
is about finding that balance, though, right? And that's where understanding these different levels can be so insightful.
Someone who scores in the proficient category is generally doing well. They have a solid foundation of critical thinking skills, but they might sometimes miss opportunities for innovation because they stick to what they know.
It's the if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality.
Which can be a double-edged sword.
Oh, I know that trap.
This is how we've always done it, can be such a limiting belief.
Okay, so that's exceptional and proficient.
What about someone who lands in the developing category? How does Praxis Novum describe that level?
So for folks in the developing stage, it's about becoming more aware of those different perspectives and learning how to integrate them.
They're starting to grasp the importance of challenging their own assumptions,
Yeah.
seeking out diverse viewpoints, but they might still be a bit hesitant to fully embrace those different opinions.
So it's like dipping their toes in the water of diverse perspectives, but not quite ready to dive in headfirst.
Exactly.
And that ties in perfectly with the emerging level.
For those just starting their critical thinking journey, learning to ask better questions is crucial.
It's about shifting from simply accepting information at face value to digging deeper, asking why and how.
Good questions, as they say, unlock deeper insights.
I love that. Instead of just being a passive recipient of information,
You become an active participant in the learning process.
you're in the driver's seat.
Yes, you are. It's about becoming a critical consumer of information, not just passively absorbing whatever comes your way.
And that's a skill that's more important now than ever in today's world, wouldn't you say?
100% we are.
Drowning in information and knowing how to navigate that landscape.
Thoughtfully is crucial. And you know what else struck me about this self-assessment?
Praxis Novum doesn't just leave you hanging with those proficiency levels.
They actually give you actionable takeaways for each level,
Yes.
which I think is brilliant. It's
Absolutely.
like, okay, here's where you're at, and here's how to level up.
Yeah. And it's not just generic advice either, it's tailored to your specific strengths and weaknesses based on how you did your self-assessment.
And that's where the real value lies. It's about turning insights into action.
Exactly.
Let's dive into some of those action items.
One that really stood out to me was about actively seeking out diverse perspectives,
Okay.
even if they challenge our own.
Have you ever found yourself shying away from information that contradicts
Oh, absolutely.
Your beliefs.
It's human nature to gravitate toward information that confirms what we already believe, right?
We all have those internal biases we might not even be aware of.
Right.
But actively seeking out opposing viewpoints can be transformative.
It helps us break free from our echo chambers and see the bigger picture.
I used to be so guilty of that, surrounding myself with people who agreed with me on everything.
Sure.
I felt comfortable, safe even.
But honestly,
it was limiting my growth.
Yeah.
I wasn't being challenged to think critically about my own beliefs.
It's like that saying, you don't know what you don't know.
And sometimes it's those opposing viewpoints that can spark the most significant growth.
Totally.
And lead to those aha moments.
It's like suddenly you're seeing the world in a whole new light.
And, you know, Praxis Novum points out that seeking diverse perspectives isn't just about overcoming our own biases. It's also about avoiding
groupthink.
Groupthink. Yeah, that's an important one.
Especially in team settings.
Groupthink is when the desire for harmony or conformity within a group overrides critical evaluation of alternative viewpoints.
It can lead to poor decision-making because everyone's so focused on maintaining consensus.
Right.
That they fail to consider all the angles.
So it's like, even if everyone seems to be on the same page, it's essential to pause and ask.
Right.
Are we really thinking this through critically, or are we just going along to get along?
Exactly. And that's where that critical thinking mindset becomes so valuable.
It's about having the courage to speak up even when it's uncomfortable.
And to encourage others to do the same.
And that takes practice, right?
Building that critical thinking muscle takes time and effort, just like any other skill.
It does.
Speaking of which, Praxis Novum also talks about incorporating
new analytical tools into our decision-making process.
Yeah.
Things like decision matrices or SWOT analysis. Have you used those before?
Absolutely. Those tools are like having a secret weapon in your critical thinking arsenal.
They provide a framework for structured decision-making, helping you to weigh different factors systematically.
And reduce impulsive choices.
I'll admit I've always been a little intimidated by those tools.
They sound very official, like spreadsheets and graphs and all that.
Yeah.
Is it really something that's applicable to everyday life?
They might seem complex at first glance.
But they're actually quite user-friendly. And the beauty is that they can be adapted to any situation, whether you're making a big career decision or trying to choose between two different vacation destinations.
It's about bringing that structure to your thinking.
Which can be especially helpful when you're feeling overwhelmed or under pressure.
So it's like having a step-by-step guide to walk you through a decision.
Yeah.
Instead of just going with your gut feeling.
Precisely. It helps you get out of your own head.
And approach the decision more objectively.
And the more you use those tools, the more intuitive they become.
That makes sense. It's like learning a new language. It feels awkward at first.
Right.
But then it becomes more natural over time.
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing is that these tools aren't just for
professionals in suits making big business decisions. They're for anyone who wants to improve.
Absolutely.
Their decision-making skills in any area of life.
Exactly. Whether you're navigating a complex work project, planning a family vacation,
or even just trying to decide what to have for dinner. Having those tools at your disposal can make a world of difference.
So we've talked about seeking out diverse perspective.
And utilizing analytical tools.
Now, there's one more action item from Praxis Novum that I have to bring up because it's something I'm deeply passionate about, reflection.
Okay.
They talk about the power of regularly looking back on our decisions and analyzing what worked.
What didn't and why. It's like they say, we learn from our mistakes. But it's not just about the mistakes, right?
Right.
It's about reflecting on our successes, too, understanding what contributed to those wins so we can replicate them.
Precisely. It's about becoming a student of our own experiences.
And Praxis Novum emphasizes the importance of asking that why question.
You know, really digging deeper to understand the underlying reasons for both our successes and failures.
Because sometimes what we think is the reason for something isn't actually the real reason at all.
That's exactly. Our brains love to take shortcuts, to jump to conclusions.
But taking the time to reflect allows us to challenge those assumptions.
Right.
To uncover those hidden biases or patterns in our thinking that might be leading us astray.
It's like shining a spotlight on those blind spots we all have.
Yes.
And one thing Praxis Novum suggests that I found really helpful
is to make reflection a habit.
Yeah.
To actually schedule time for it.
Yes.
Whether it's journaling or having those post-project debrief sessions.
Making it intentional is key.
Because in the daily grind, reflection is often the first thing to go.
Right.
We're so busy rushing to the next thing that we don't take the time to process what we've just experienced.
You know, I'm guilty of that.
Sure.
But even just taking a few minutes each day to jot down my thoughts
or reflect on a recent decision has been a game changer for me.
And what's particularly fascinating about reflection in the context of critical thinking
is that it allows us to see those patterns in our thinking process as a whole. You know, we might notice that we consistently underestimate certain risks or that we tend to make impulsive decisions when we're under pressure.
It's like, oh, there I go again, falling into that same trap.
Exactly. And once we're aware of those patterns,
we can start to change them.
Wow, this self-assessment has really given me a lot to think about.
It's not just about acing a test.
It's about developing a mindset, a way of approaching the world with curiosity.
Right.
And a willingness to challenge our own assumptions.
It's a journey, not a destination, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And like any journey.
Yeah, there will be bumps along the way, but that's part of the learning process.
Right.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
And I really appreciate you breaking down the Praxis Novum self-assessment with us today.
My pleasure. It's a subject I'm quite passionate about.
And if there's one thing I hope listeners take away from this deep dive, it's this.
The Praxis Novum self-assessment is a fantastic starting point. But remember,
critical thinking is a lifelong pursuit.
Embrace the process of continuous learning, and you'll find yourself naturally becoming a more discerning, insightful thinker.
In all areas of your life.
It's like they say, the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know.
Right.
So to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and given you some practical tools to level up your own critical thinking game.
Keep those brains buzzing.